Over here. Yeah, hi. Hey, you a cop? Good. Hey, you want to listen to a podcast? Yeah, it's called From the Hip with Albert Athazi. Well, no, it's nothing. It's not like NPR. He's by himself. He does everything by himself. He does these characters, talks about his life. He's pretty funny. Yeah. No, nobody knows him. All you gotta do is find From the Hip in iTunes and subscribe. He's not that big yet. Hey, buddy, come back here. Gosh, it's hard to get people to subscribe to the podcast. Psst. Hey, buddy, over here.
Welcome to the From the Hip podcast with me, Albert Athazi.
Hello, my friend. It's so good to have you here. It is crazy, though, isn't it, how difficult it is, even in this day, to get people to subscribe to your podcast. I've got friends who are really not technically idiots that still cannot figure out how to subscribe to the podcast. They would say, well, just send me the link every time. Are you kidding me? That's not the way it goes. On this special program, I am kicking off something that I want to call, and I'm not taking this idea, I'm not even trying to start anything, I'm calling this Audio Aug for Audio August, and it is a personal challenge, a challenge that I'm participating in that I am not asking anybody to do, and I'm not asking anybody on social media to follow or hashtag me. It's a personal challenge of Audio August. And this stems from my good friend Caesar from the Construction Industry podcast and his other podcast, which escapes me, with PM for the Masses. He is a podcaster, a friend. He is a listener of my show, and he really enjoyed my Audio Mo challenge in June. So from his beautiful and kind words, I am going to do my own little challenge and create an audio every day for the month of August. It's so nice to get feedback when something that you're doing pleases people, and it just makes you go in a certain direction. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, when you have to create audio on a regular basis, whether it's a commitment to yourself or a job, I guess, you force yourself to be creative. There's a part of your mind that gets out there and gets the job done. When you're always thinking about, okay, what am I going to record today? Some good stuff happens. And you know what? Sometimes, probably, I'm guessing that there were days where my audio ideas weren't fantastic, but there were some gems in that month I'm really proud of. So today we're going to be just talking a little bit about what I've been just loving. I am feeling so good right now. This is going to be something that I'm going to come up with a name for, but it's going to be health related, like health talk or something like that. I have in the last couple of months stepped up my health output, my health. I'm going all in with health. And it stemmed from following my good buddy Cliff, who read the book Younger Next Year. And I decided, after probably about 6 months of seeing his transformation, I decided to pick it up on audio format and read it as well. I'm not finished reading it yet, but I've gotten everything pretty much that I need out of it, at least the first run through the audiobook. But I picked up the tree version just to have more of a detailed reference in case I needed it. And that has set me off on a journey that I'm so happy I've jumped into again. And I tell you, there was a time where I did not think I was going to be able to get healthy again and strong again. And right now, my legs, are like two massive cinder blocks shaped like legs. I could go up the stairs and I could hear each wooden step creaking in fear under me. I could carve my initials into a tree by putting a very sharp knife between my butt cheeks. Like, I am feeling so good right now. I got a membership at the gym. I'm riding my bike nearly every day, and I'm following the advice in the book. It's so good.
The following recording occurred earlier this morning.
Listen carefully. Can you hear that? You probably could barely hear anything. And that means that I will not have to face my invisible enemy. The biker's enemy. The wind. I will be able to ride my bike and not have to fight a fight I cannot win. I will be riding freely, joyously, quickly. I will be free of resistance from that enemy called the wind. Damn you, wind! Now I must ride.
It's time for me to ride on out of here for today. Really looking forward to this challenge. I hope you are looking forward to listening to some of the creativity that I will be forced to make every day. That's the way it works. Crazy with the brain, isn't it? You can find me on Twitter, Albert Hathazi. That's ALBERTHATHAZI. And I'm also on other places I'll be letting you know about more coming up. Be sure to clean your ears and listen for another episode tomorrow. I'm going to bed because I'm getting up in the morning and going for another ride. Bye-bye.